Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have initiated simulcasting the radio show at PrisonPlanet.tv. Joining us from the Bilderberg Group meeting 2009 is American Free Press writer Jim Tucker, author of the Bilderberg Group Diary. Available at InfoWars.com, I would add. Jim, with breaking news on the arrest of a bunch of reporters, the police state, and the most importantly, every year, you hear it here first, inside knowledge from Bilderberg Group contacts of what's happening. We're now into the first full day of the conference. It's now 8 o'clock there in Greece. Jim Tucker, tell us what's happening.
Well, today, Carl Bildt made a speech advocating turning the World Health Organization into a World Department of Health, advocating turning the IMF, International Monetary Fund, into a World Department of Treasury, both, of course, under the auspices of the United Nations. And, of course, this would be a giant step toward world government, something, an issue that's frustrated them now for more than a decade, their efforts. But whether or not they go all the way, either event would represent a significant surrender of national sovereignty. So, well, he made the case about how the world is in such horrible economic shape that it takes a global superagency, to fix the problem. And because of the they took over their facts when they invented the swine flu disease, the swine flu pandemic, as they called it, he shifted gears and fell back on the old, decades-old Bilderberg theme of global warming. We're all going to burn to death. Well, and hereafter he will, but...
Jim Tucker, I must interrupt you in the limited time we have. I know you're busy. Jim, are you telling me they said they invented the latest swine flu?
No, I said they did, because it was Bilderberg luminaries who first said, gee, we have this bad pandemic. It was not a bad pandemic. Every year on average, 300,000 Americans get a flu. Every year on average, 30,000 Americans die of flu. Now, how many people have died of swine flu? What is too many? This does not represent a pandemic.
And they admit both of them were sick. So I see your point. And plus, they're now using it, as they've said, to set up a new world order. You're saying they're saying that internally in the meeting. Continue. What else is on the agenda? What about the global carbon tax, the global court? You said you were getting some initial reports of that. What else is on the agenda, Jim?
That is on the agenda, and plus overlooked by many people, is the fact that some type of a direct tax on all the world has been long on the Bilderberg agenda. There's three such bills pending before the United Nations and have been for years, and they're trying to pick a time when they can slip it through without knowing anybody being really aware of it. Now, their favorite global tax has always been a tax on oil at the barrel head. It'll start off like the income tax did, very low, maybe a penny a barrel. When you buy a gallon of gasoline, you would not even notice that you're paying two pennies to the United Nations because you've bought 2 gallons of gas. You wouldn't even know. Years ago by, you would not even be aware that when you put gas in your car, or your lawnmower for that matter, or any purpose, you are paying a tax, direct tax to the United Nations. That's a symbol of global sovereignty. And, of course, like federal income tax, it would increase over the years, and people would grunt and groan. And then when they're get a listing saying that so much federal tax, so much state tax, so much, in some cases, county tax, and, oh, yes, UN tax, too.
All right, Jim Tucker, we got a break, quick break. You'll have 3 minutes. We're going to come back for another 6-7 minutes and let you go. When you get back next week, we'll get the full report also coming out in AmericanFreePress.net. But he is the author of Jim Tucker's Bilderberg Diary. Absolutely essential. You can get it at InfoWars.com. Jim Tucker, a living legend, a true reporter, straw hat and all. Let me get back.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live. It's Bilderberg 2009 Frontline Exclusives from the kingpin Bilderberg Hunter. 34 years hunting these guys. He's the reason you're seeing the mainstream media today, and the reason we have governments going after him. Jim, one comment for you. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com today. A member of the Dutch Parliament is asking the finance minister, the prime minister, and others, and the queen, if they're attending Bilderberg and trying to ram through EU expansion and the Libsyn Treaty. Were you aware of this breaking development?
Not about the... the Queen and whoever, but I know that was on the agenda today, and there is much discussion about getting the Irish to sign on to the Lisbon Treaty, because if all EU countries have to endorse, or it could not happen. And the Irish voted down before, they're going to try to make them vote again and torture them and pressure them into voting, reversing themselves. And the Irish did not want to surrender that much sovereignty. Of course, they've already all... those countries have surrendered significant sovereignty. I mean, the European Parliament can make laws and impose them on member states. The European Court can make rulings and overturn laws of member states they have. Yet they want to make it stronger. And the Irish said no in the first referendum. In fact, polls in Germany and France showed that the people strongly opposed the Lisbon Treaty. But in Germany and France, the head of state can sign off on it whether they like it or not. Ireland requires a referendum. The first time it failed. They plan a meeting in June, June 1819, something like that, who tried to pressure the Irish into Irish voters into reversing themselves. Bilderberg plans to send a group up there privately to talk privately to the of the leaders of Ireland to pressure them to tell their citizens it's good for you. You'll eat better. You'll live longer.
Okay, so, Jim.
See how that plays out.
Jim, and the limited time is I have quite a few other questions. Just in the short notes, what else is on their agenda from your sources inside Bilderberg?
Well, I think they have mentioned this yesterday, but President Obama is being pressured. Well, he's willingly accepted the job of trying to slip through ratification of the International Criminal Court treaty. Now, when Bilderberg Clinton first signed off on it, a test vote in Congress showed that more than 90 senators voting against it, so he did not submit it for ratification. When Little Bush was elected, he withdrew the signature. When Obama was elected, he put the signature back on so he could go before the Senate any time. But their tactics are this. Obama is the sweet talk of the many left-wing Democrats in Congress who would really want to vote for the International Criminal Court treaty. They really want to. They're just scared because patriots, maybe you had something to do with this, maybe I did too, were so strongly opposed to surrendering sovereignty that they were afraid to vote for it. Political cowards. So Obama's going to sweet talk and then say, don't worry, we'll have more left-wing Congress, or he'll probably say more liberal Senate after the 2010 election. So in January of 2011, when the new Senate is seated, you can ratify it late on a Saturday night. It's too late for Sunday morning papers, too late to replan the Sunday talk shows. And it'll won't even make the Monday papers. It'll happen. Nobody will know. You'll suffer no political reprisals. And we can be a member of the International Criminal Court.
And for those that don't know, Jim, I mean, for those that don't know, this will put Americans under the jurisdiction of foreign hate speech laws, being arrested for criticizing open borders. You know, Michael Savage can't come to Europe, banning internet freedom, all of that. Now, what about Daniel Estulin, who's proven to be very accurate with his sources? He says he has two Bilderberg Group members, his sources, and their age. He has been reporting that from his sources that on their agenda is, do they want to plunge the economy quickly to get people to accept the New World Order now and, quote, a loss of sovereignty, and they call a loss of standard of living a streamlining of the economy, or do they want to have a long, drawn-out depression? Is that being discussed? I mean, like you said last year.
Yes, it is. And the mood seems to be, according to our Treasury Secretary Kissinger and Bilt, toward a shorter recession, not a 10-year recession. Now, Danny and I have collaborated for many years. He's not here this year for the third straight year. I don't know why. Couldn't communicate with him. But he's always been reliable, and we've collaborated over the years. But the tilt is toward a shorter recession, partly because a 10-year recession would damage a Bilderberg industrialists themselves. As much as they want to have a Department of the Global Department of Labor and the Global Department of Treasury and everything, they still like making money. And such a prolonged recession would cost them big bucks industrially because nobody's buying their toys. Now, they're not all industrialists. Some of them just born to great wealth and watch it pile up. And some are high officials of the government and so forth. But tilt is toward keeping it short, but using it to, within 2 years, you can make people miserable enough to accept anything. Seems to be the view.
Okay, to be clear, Jim, you're confirming that they, as you said 3 years ago and 2 years ago and last year, you said they were going to cut oil prices in half when it was at $149 a barrel and suddenly it plunged, because they really are running things. This isn't predictions. This is what the elite are saying. Are you saying that, yes, indeed, they've engineered the crisis to terrorize people into accepting the new bank of the world, the new world currency?
Either they engineered it or they're surely celebrating it. they will are exploiting it to promote the, well, as you said, also the new world currency. But they've been so far behind their schedule on that. In fact, the Patriots have been winning, as I've said so many times. Yeah. Bilderberg was confident of having the American Union by the year 2000, and that was 9 years ago. And we don't have an Amerio yet. They were first wanting to just dollarize the Western Hemisphere, but now they're wanting to be in the Amerio.
Oh, so they do want to go with the Amero. Jim, in the limited time we have left, just a few final questions. You said record security that they shut down the entire palace area and three hotels in the resort. You said you've never seen this level of security. Why? Do you have any inside info on why they're acting so afraid?
Well, they're paranoid. Every year, they try to make it. They get widespread publicity. In fact, Charlie Shelton's going to have a piece, I think, Monday in the print edition of his paper, The Guardian. There's a lot of freelance reporters here, others associated with various broadcast networks and newspapers. And there's seems to be just about as many journalists as there was before. And it's hard to get the demonstrations with cars being stopped and people bullied, or fully 2.5 miles away from the scene of the gate. So while there's less dramatic protests like you saw at Chantilly last year, they're here, and the journalists are here. And
wait a minute, Jim. I was saying police were coming up and arresting people 100 yards away. You're saying 2.5 miles away, because I keep seeing videos where it's like seashore and trees and no buildings around and highways. Are there just, from what I've been told, there's police just everywhere arresting people all over the place? I mean, this is total police state. I mean, the media should be all over this with their reporters being arrested.
Oh, and they surely are taking the guy's camera and pulling out the film, are forcing them to erase it. They have one of those gizmo cameras where they can simply erase it. They're doing that. They did Charlie Shelton 3 times. He's a button for punishment. And there's been a large number of guys who've told of those experiences.
Okay, Jim. Jim Tucker, in closing, when are you getting back to the United States so we can get a full 30-minute report here on air from you? When are we going to see the big print edition in American Free Press with all of the details?
That will be in the one that goes to press next Thursday. The next one you get, if you have, let's see, this is Friday. The one mailed out today, on Thursday night, last night, will have the story filed prior to the meeting itself.
Okay, what has security done to you? Because you always do the ritual of trying to walk into the gate. Have you not done that this time?
Oh, I did, but they didn't say a word to me. They just turned the car, made the cab driver turn around, and I was speaking to them, but they just gave me that a funny look. As you know, they know me for years from the photographs they've taken, and so he knew who I was. Well, all several cops knew who I was, but they told the cab driver he had to go away. And so, well, the way it was locked, he couldn't even crash through if he wanted to.
Jim, do you think they were angry from last year when we were only 50 yards away bullhorning them with you there?
Well, they're angry from every year.
No.
Every year they're angry that they've been discovered. They're angry that there's protesters. They're angry that there's reporters. But I'm hopeful that they'll cough up the list because of major newspapers are now covering the story. There's a heavy story in the Times of
London
today, and there's going to be more tomorrow. So I'm hoping they've caught it up. But
in closing, Jim, interrupt you because we're almost out of time in 30 seconds. They seem to be very grim-faced. You said in your article in American Free Press, are they upset? Are things going well for them?
No, things are going bad for them. Americans are responding. The Europeans are responding. And their program has been blocked. They're still trying to do these things we discussed earlier. And we have to keep fighting so that they don't succeed.
Well, this is the Global Cabal, and you're there on the front lines. Once a voice in the wilderness, now many people joining you. Jim Tucker, go with God. We're praying for you, and we'll talk to you again next week. Great job, sir.
Thank you.
All right, there goes Jim Tucker. All right, ladies and gentlemen, stay with us. Coming up, we'll talk to the London Guardian reporter. who's reportedly been detained or harassed or arrested for the third time.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Guardian reporter coming up in T-minus 9 minutes. A bunch of other guests I'll tell you about later, but I wanted to finish up with Paul Watson. We got interrupted by having Jim Tucker on. I'll break down those huge breaking pieces of information. You watch, all that's now going to happen in the next year. I mean, it just happens year after year. These people actually run things. We actually go to these countries and get arrested and detained and have moles inside in the Secret Service and Bilderberg Group members who don't like it. And it's so incredible. I mean, I've been in hotel rooms finding bugging devices and been followed and been arrested and Jim's been shot at and all this is happening. And it's not cloak and dagger. We're not like James Bond, all fancy and, you know, super handsome and perfectly tailored suits, you know, Mr. Universe. This is just real people, gumshoe detective type folks and myself and Paul Watson and all the other great people. There's quite a few rogue alternative media people there. There's quite a few mainstream people there who are kind of laughing at first but now being arrested. And so if we just point out this is criminal, this is illegal, this is the cabal, they'll fall. And that's starting to happen. As Paul Watson said with his great article where the Dutch Prime Minister grilled over Bilderberg following Prison Planet article in the parliament. The Queen's being grilled. You got to have guts because guts is enough, folks. You just believe in it, take action, tell the truth. Don't stop fighting, and we're going to win this thing. Paul Watson, though, finishing up with Government Ready's youth corps to take on vets. New York Times training the school children to take on the veterans. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Paul Watson, finish up.
Right. And, I mean, in the article, I point out that they're shifting away from the traditional Boy Scout pursuits of sports, camping, team leadership, survival skills. And they're going forward and militarizing it, quote, to confront terrorism, illegal immigration, and escalating border violence. And it's all under the banner of this Explorers program, which is exactly how the Hitler Youth came into being. It started out as the Boy Scouts, and then it was militarized and became a preparatory school for the training of future Nazi leaders. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, this screams out Hitler Youth to me when you see these pictures of these teenagers with guns and they're being sent out to disarm disgruntled Iraq war veterans and people like that who are all catalogued in the Homeland Security lexicon.
Disarm them? There's photos of Homeland Security saying go in and kill everybody.
Yeah,
I mean, your kids are practicing killing adults. Good Lord.
You know, this is going to be introduced under the pretext of a national crisis, which relates to something that's we're just going to post on the website now. There's a top influenza expert called Dr. Henry L. Neiman, and he's saying that now because there's been a case of swine flu in Scotland, which, quote, fulfills the WHO requirement of community transmission in two or more regions, that the WHO are about to raise the pandemic level from 5 to 6, even though, you know, swine flu is proven less deadly than the common influenza.
Which allows them to go around laws. Which allows them to basically suspend laws and bring in that George Bush, now Obama, emergency. And they're saying, as I predicted, oh, it will mutate in the fall and kill everybody. That's probably hype too, folks. But to fearmonger everyone into taking the new special triple shot, now you got to have 3 flu vaccines every year, Paul.
The good news is that there was a Reuters article yesterday which did a survey and said that only a third of Americans would take a swine flu vaccine. And, you know, that's just after all the fear-mongering. So imagine if it happens again in a few months, that number will be even less. So at least.
Hey, did we send you that San Francisco Chronicle article where they were admitting the CIA released the swine fever flu in Cuba? That's declassified. And that almost every swine flu outbreak, 1918-1976, happens at military bases after they're vaccinated, and then admitting the swine flu shots in the 70s killed a bunch of people. I mean, they're going to shoot people up, and they're going to die, and then they just say, oh, that's how it is, you know. I mean, it's such baloney, Paul.
Right, and then we had the Professor Gibbs a few days ago saying that it looked like it was manufactured in a lab, or accidentally released from a vaccine lab, as is always the case.
By the way, have we gotten the CNN and MSNBC to apologize for attacking us, saying we were kooks for saying it was engineered?
Not that I know of, no.
That doesn't matter. They're discredited scum anyways. Paul Watson, great job. We'll be talking to you again throughout the weekend and going into next week. We'll be right back with Mr. Skelton of the London Guardian. I heard he ran into the police.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Watson, Steve Watson, Kurt Nimmo are all writing exclusive articles from Inside Bilderberg with Jim Tucker's sources. We're also covering what's happening on the outside. International media has headlines about, oh, reporters are being detained and citizens are being detained 2 miles away. They're not detained. They put you in handcuffs, put you in a police car, and take you to jail. You're being arrested. You're just not being charged. So you're being arrested. You're under arrest when they physically take you. Just unbelievable spin. It became like they shot you in the head and they said, oh, we didn't kill you. We just, put a bullet through your head and then you died. You know, it's just this endless whitewashing of what's really going on. We have him from outside Athens, Greece, at the site of Bilderberg 2009. We're going to go to Charlie Skelton in just one moment, writer for one of the biggest newspapers in the world, the London Guardian. Before we talk to this reporter who was arrested twice in the first 2 days of this, I heard he had a fracas today from Jim Tucker. We'll get details. Jim said a bunch of other reporters got arrested and detained. We will go over that coming up. But first, I wanted to tell the listeners about a few of our sponsors. And one of those sponsors is pepperspray.com. Again, that's pepperspray.com, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure and check them out online. And they have the best deals I've seen anywhere on stun guns and tasers and animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms. big old fire extinguisher size spray bottles of mace and pepper spray down to little bitty ones that look like pins, but still spray a lot of it out. This is the one-stop shop for non-lethal weapons. And again, I believe in citizens having tasers. I believe in citizens having stun guns. I'm against the police misusing them or citizens misusing them. But everybody should get a taser and a stun gun, especially if your wife didn't want to have a gun, but, you know, she goes to dangerous places, or you don't, you're in a city where you can't have a gun, but you can't have one of these. These are powerful tools to protect yourself, ladies and gentlemen, especially if you're jogging and things like that. You can put it in your little backpack or fanny pack. Again, take action, defend yourselves, put it in your car. You never know when you're going to need it. Pepperspray.com, 800-908-9988, 800-908-9988, pepperspray.com. Fabulous, folks. Be sure and check them out today. And, yes, we are having a money bomb because we built the new radio/TV studio here, but we can get the space next door to us. The last money bomb was only enough to move to these studios and build this. We need another money bomb to build the official TV studios. We ran out of money. And we've already raised $15,000. That would buy one decent studio camera. But we buy even cheaper ones that are $5,000. But the point is, it takes a lot of money to do this, even on the cheaps. So the money bomb is coming up June 11th. You can go ahead and donate now, PayPal, credit card, or mail it in. You'll put it there on the thermometer we have, you know, going towards $250,000, $350,000 that we need. That's our goal. And that was what the money bomb did a year ago, that it helped us move into these facilities, hire more people. I mean, we spent every dime of it on this operation. Every dime of the money donated in the money bomb will also go to expand what we're doing here, ladies and gentlemen. So, again, I want to ask folks to go there and pledge to give on that date of June 11th. Or if you want to go ahead and give now, you can do that as well. It's kind of a pledge drive we are doing here. Another way to support us is your PrisonPlanet.tv membership's now 5 years up and running. We keep adding new functions, new more videos, live feeds for the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Also, you can get all of the DVDs and films I produce and the other films we carry at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Like the new Aaron Russo interview, it's the interview we released on the web for free, but some added behind the scenes parts of the interview we didn't put out, and a modern commentary by myself with modern events that have happened, and a lot more. So you can get that as well at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We have also, in closing, started taking the best interviews every month and putting out a new video. And the first edition of this is out with David Icke, Alan Watt, the awesome police chief, Joe Rogan, a bunch of other people, two-hour film in high-quality digital quality, and a lot more. That is now available, and that is now shipping now at InfoWars.com. It is the DVD Arsenal Volume 1, and we're going to have a lot more of these coming out in the next few weeks. Okay, and then after we're caught up, it'll be every month one comes out. They're going to be coming out every week now for the next few weeks. We've got four or five, because we're doing January, February, March, April, you know, doing those first 4 months now. Okay, enough about that. Let's go to our guest joining us from right outside the Bilderberg Conference. He is a London Guardian reporter, and we really do appreciate Mr. Skelton coming on the show today. Charlie Skelton, I heard you had problems again today with the supposed no free speech in the EU.
I did. I've had a strange day. I genuinely wanted to have a quiet day, keep my head down, not be arrested, and just write some reports on Bilderberg. It didn't turn out that way because when I got up, went out of the hotel, I realized instantly I was being followed by plainclothes policemen. And it's been one of the most surreal days of my life. I've never been followed before. I'm probably not by girls, obviously, but not by plainclothes Greek policemen. And I've just gone to the hotel. To the local police station for the second time today in order to complain about this. Because I thought I'm going to try and deal with this rationally. I went lunchtime and I said, look, I'm not a threat. I think if there's something badly wrong if you're following me around here. You know who I am. You've checked me out. I'm not a terrorist. I'm not about to kill David Rockefeller. You know, I'm nothing. I'm a nobody. Can you call them off? It's just getting annoying. And they were very nice, and they said, yes, yes, yes. And then I didn't see anything for a couple of hours, and just now I suddenly went, uh-oh, here we go. I'm being followed again. And I've been really badly followed again for the last... I've been followed now. This is weird. I'm on the phone. I'm being followed. It sounds a very strange saying that I'm being followed, but I'm being followed by a plainclothes policeman along the street.
Try having four of them start punching you and saying you better stop reporting on this. You know, that's the next level of this, Mr. Skelton. That's happened to me before. Now, let's expand on this. Where are you? Where are the goons? You ought to just pull over and walk over and talk to them, or they'll probably drive past you. I would pull over, or if you're not in a car, stop. Act like you're afraid because they get off on that. Then they'll start coming up closer, get photos, and run up and talk to them with the phone. That's the way I would do this.
Well, I've had a few conversations with them, and, you know, I had one about 20 minutes ago with a guy where he, you know, and I hate to say this about a police force of which I don't have much experience, but they don't seem very good. I mean, my experience of trying to avoid...
No. Tyranny's always run by guys that... No, I mean, they're guys that always... It's a mix in Soviet Russia, Communist China, Nazi Germany, East Germany, of people that look like they're 14 years old, as I've seen the photos, with pot-bellied thugs. This is tyranny.
Yeah.
Always has morons working for it. So
yeah, yeah.
Where are you now? Let's go talk to him right now.
No,
you were saying you were
talking... I can't... they've gone now. There was a guy in a motorcycle. He's circled off. I headed towards him. He's circled off. So he'll be replaced in a minute. It's perfectly unbelievable. I wrote today, it's like being in my own episode of The Equalizer. It's just extraordinary. And you know,
now, what are you going to do when the media says, hold on, let me stop you, Mr. Skelton.
Yes?
What are you going to do when newspapers say you're a liar, Bilderberg doesn't exist, and none of this happened?
Well, I think I would refute that.
And they'll call you a kook. They'll say, they'll say Greece doesn't exist. You understand? That's how they operate. I'm not kidding. You know, I get emails saying there's no European Union.
Really?
Oh, yeah. These people, Limbaugh says that the CFR doesn't exist.
Oh, my goodness.
Anyways, I'm going to shut up, Mr. Skelton. You're on with us. Tell us what it's been like today. You say you've talked to him. Please continue.
Well, I was just going to say that for about sort of 15, 20 minutes, it was very exciting. I've got to confess, it was very exciting. I was being followed along. I managed to double back through a cafe. I managed to make my tail. I managed to talk to them. Make them admit they were policemen. I took their photograph. They didn't like that. And but hopefully that photograph's been published now on the Guardian website.
No, that's the spirit. That's the spirit.
But, you know, and then it was great. And then I went to the... it wasn't great. Obviously, I was being followed. But then I went to the police station. I said, can you stop? They were very nice. And they said yes. And do you know what? And now I'm annoyed. I'm furious. And I feel threatened. I feel... like I've been criminalized. I'm walking around. I to the best of my knowledge, I'm a decent, upstanding citizen, and I've been criminalized by the presence of Bilderberg here. They have put pressure onto the local police to follow me around, and that's just not fair. They can check me out. They know who I am, and can they not make a rational decision on that? No, they can't. They've got to harass me at a very low level, but it's just constant. And I'm really disheartened by it. I really am.
Well, I'm reading some of the headlines of your latest dispatches, the London Guardian, as they were on screen, and it sounds almost apologetic, like, our man is sorry he's causing so much trouble. Why is that the spin? So it's bad secret police keep kidnapping you every day and taking you away? I mean, you were kidnapped twice. You know, when George Bush had a press conference, ordered me kidnapped for an hour, and then they threw me out on the side of the highway. That was kidnapping. I mean, you've been kidnapped, and instead it looks like the newspaper's apologizing for you.
Well, no, that's me apologizing. That's me. That's my words, and I'm saying the point
you're
I'm
evil,
making
yeah.
in that piece, the point I'm making is that, you know, I'm coming at this, you know, obviously as an English guy, middle class, you know, well brought up, by my middle-class parents.
That won't help you. They know you're evil now.
The way I want to deal with this is to be polite, gentlemanly. I want to shake hands and say no hard feelings. Awfully sorry. Can't believe I got you into this. Everyone, you know, isn't it a terrible situation? Sorry, everyone. Oh, well, let's have a cup of tea, right? Now, that's basically the way I've been trying to handle it. You know, I've been very nice to them. Obviously, I'm still nice. But, you know, I haven't had that returned back to me. And I feel let down by that. And that's me being naive, I know, and I know you'll shout at me now. But I did kind of expect them to play the game in a kind of honourable way and to say, okay, we know who you are, But so we're going to leave you alone. You're not a threat. But no,
well, listen, they're imploding the government by design, Mr. Skelton. DynCorp and Halliburton in the Financial Times of London, BBC, Chicago Tribune run giant child kidnapping rings. The CPS right here in Austin puts bounties out for, you know, what people, what adoption agencies, what type of kids they want, and go out literally scoping kids out in public school and to steal. I mean, Mr. Skelton, the government is completely criminal worldwide. They're not going to be gentlemanly. I mean, are you kidding? These are criminals.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'd like to make a distinction between, oh, sorry, this seems to be the whole neighborhood of dogs barking. Apologize for that. I'd like
How
to try make a distinction or maintain a distinction between the local police who are under pressure by, you know, Bilderberg being here. And they obviously are under pressure. I know that. I appreciate that. And, you know, and they've been bought off or whatever. They're just under some kind of, under the thumb here. And a distinction between them and the powers that be who are up the hill. Because basically, the local police and me are at the same level of the pyramid. You know, they're just me wearing a silly hat. But you know, the people up the hill are at the top of the pyramid, and neither me nor the police have got anything to do with them, really. And unfortunately, these guys playing around with their guns and their motorcycles, following me, thinking it's such a funny game, isn't this brilliant? We've got them under surveillance. They're playing the big government's game, and they're playing the Bilderberg game, and that's just infuriating. You just want to shake them and say, for God's sake, you're following the wrong person.
Well, listen, but they're following the right person. You're the good guy with a major newspaper trying to show a criminal, illegal, violating federal, and I know British laws. They're in there setting policy and deciding, okay, you want all the power plants in Texas? Our guy Perry's here. He'll give them to you. That actually happened 2 years ago. Oh, you want us to hand all the roads over in the U.S. to a foreign bank? Sure, here they are. Oh, you want a world tax? You want, you know, I mean, look, the military and police are there to guard the criminal elite. Just like in Nazi Germany, you could say their police and military might not all have been bad guys. In fact, a lot of them were nice guys bouncing babies on their knees when they were at home at night and cleaning the dishes. But during the day, they were lining up families in pits and shooting them. And let me tell you, this following orders to spy on Americans without warrants, and this following orders to arrest now hundreds of citizens for photographing police in England under terror charges, and you can't buy seeds now under EU law because you're a terrorist. You know, sir, we're going into bondage. That's what happens 99% of the time. That's why the Magna Carta and Bill of Rights and things like that created the new Renaissance of liberty, and that's why these enemies of freedom are defecating all over them, and that's why they're enemies. They're enemies of everything good. These are Nazi commo Nazis, whatever you want to call them. They're scum, they're filth, they're trash, and we need to address them for what they are instead of apologizing. I mean, I've watched the famous footage of people in Soviet Russia being rounded up, or people in Germany, or people being rounded up in China, and they're always apologetic to the police as they're being taken to their deaths. I'm not going to be apologetic to criminals. I don't care how many uniforms they've got. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to continue your thought, but to say that what I think I've learned so far is that where I put my head above the parapet here is that I've become, in inverted commas, a member of the press. You know, I'm not really a reporter. I work writing stuff for things, but I'm not. I mean, you know, I might be a writer, but I'm not a reporter. But I tell you what, as soon as I have a camera and as soon as I'm filing copy somewhere, anywhere, I become a threat. I become a voice, and they prefer the voiceless. And they hate someone with a voice. And I just think we're living for a brief period, I don't know how long, in an age where it's technologically possible for everyone to become a reporter.
Well, let me tell you what happened.
To stick a lens in the windows of the delegates' cars as they go up to Bilderberg.
And that's why the British government is saying photography in public is an act of terrorism, because they don't want it. And I agree with you. The power of the citizen press, not just the London Guardian reporter, is incredible. Now, let me expand on that. The Bilderberg group made the cold-blooded decision. When they drive into events with blackened windows, they hold newspapers up to their faces because they know they're engaging in criminal acts and you know, taking over nations. Now, you're there. This is happening. They made a cold-blooded decision, because I've been told they've arrested and detained a bunch of people, and I want you to tell us about that. They've made the cold-blooded decision. This is kind of taking the gloves off. I've never seen it where they're just arresting and detaining people en masse 2+ miles away, according to Tucker. So they've made a conscious decision to get all the bad publicity because they don't want anybody seeing who is at that meeting. Now, tell us your take on that.
Well, you know, their job would be made a lot harder if more people were here, I have to say. You know, please don't think I'm being self-righteous at all in saying that I think it's important that I'm here. I think it's important that Jim Tucker's here. It's important that, you know, the guy I just spoke to from Romania, he's here. It's important that Bernie, who went out on the boats to try and get near to take photographs of them from the sea, is here. I think it's all important. And you know what? We might be entering an age where everyone has to just change what they do a little bit and become a little bit more active. And, you know, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Just pick up a camera a bit more often, write something a bit more. There's one of them.
You've done it. Another one. You know, another secret policeman. Who's shown up now?
Yeah. No, he's cycled off. Oh, dear, honestly, it's pathetic. They're on bicycles now. I think it's because I'm doing a lot of walking. They're getting bored of walking after me. Anyway, I was just saying, you know...
We're going to come back, sir. We're going to come back because I want you to tell us what you've seen. If you got out in the ocean, what happened? Who else you've seen being detained or arrested? He's Charlie Skelton, Bilderberg 2009. Exclusive coverage right here at the tip of the spear. It is the InfoWar. I am Alex Jones.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Charles Skelton, I've been all over the map here. It just upsets me to hear what's happening to you. Give us a brief, and I appreciate your time. London Guardian reporter joining us from Bilderberg 2009. A chronological thing. So you tried to go out in a boat. What happened there? What have you heard about other reporters being arrested? Tucker says they're all coming back to meet him at 7, 8 o'clock at night. He had just talked to him when he came on the show with us, and he said there's a whole bunch of people getting arrested and detained miles away. He said 2.5 miles away. What can you tell us?
Well, I've only briefly spoken to a couple of them, and the Romanian guy, who I believe has provided you some footage already today, has been detained. And he managed to record them, I think, whilst being detained. And Bernie, who I don't know his second name, but I think he's from the American Free Press, he went out on the boats, but he said they didn't get within, 3 miles before the Greek Navy came along and turned the boat around.
So now you can't even get out in the public harbor. I mean, now you can't even go out in the public harbor. It's like the gods have landed, that's the end of it.
Yeah. I mean, the point that's fascinating about that is that here's a... I don't know what that alarm is, so I'm going to go away from it. What's fascinating is that here's a situation where people out in the boat are being turned away by the Greek Navy from approaching within 3 miles of a hotel, and it's still not being reported on. And it's this. I don't quite understand. I'm going to come away from this conference with that one question foremost in my mind. I don't understand why it's not being talked about in the press. And I know the easy answer is to say that there's a blanket pressure from the top of each of these newspapers and media outlets. You know what? Maybe that's the case. I don't know. But even so, even from within and from below and where is it? Anywhere. You put Bilderberg into Google News and it's PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet, PrisonPlanet, The Guardian, PrisonPlanet, that one article in The Times, and that's about it. And that's depressing. Is that the best that we can do? Is that the best reporting that we can put together as a globe? Jesus, it's pathetic.
Well, we're getting millions of people.
Today, I realize.
No, millions of people are Googling Bilderberg and they're finding Prison Planet. So, see, that backfires on the mainstream media. That's why we're seeing some reportage now from some mainstream media, because they're losing so much credibility and media market share. See, the media has denied all this existed until about 6-7 years ago. Now they go, okay, they want world government. And they've had Mombiot of your own paper come out and say, yeah, we need world government. He said that yesterday. And, and people that are against it are kind of kooks. So go ahead and, don't let them have free speech. That's kind of where this goes. But then other reporters said this didn't exist all these years. They don't want to admit they're wrong. So it is pressure with the Financial Times of London, owned by Bilderberg Group. Remember Mr. Wolf? With the Wall Street Journal and stuff, with News Corp, Bilderberg Group member, he's certainly been there. So there's members and there's guests. Rupert Murdoch, they do have a news blackout on all of this, but we've exposed it so much that now it just discredits them. But you're right. Having people for 2.5 mile, 3 mile radiuses arrested, that's big news right there alone. Where do you see this going?
Well, I think you're absolutely right about credibility. I think that. With enough different voices all standing here and pointing at it and going, look, whatever else is happening, whatever you say about it, whether it's good or bad, these limousines did just pull up. These helicopters are circling above. There are armed people with machine guns there. There are some people in there, and they are discussing something. Is that not a news story? Is that not news? And I think that if you're not covering that, and you're deciding to just put an extra page in the paper, to cover some soap opera or whatever, or sports event, then you have to lose credibility, surely. If you have any shred of self-respect as a news editor, surely you're giving it some place. Thank goodness the Times.
Absolutely. Stay there. One more segment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.